This is side three of session 11, July 31st, 2006. Continuing on talking about the tetrahedron instant replay, I wanted to say that in the world of imploded media and tactility of the global theater, there's a seamless web between media. There's almost no difference between the media. It's not like the internet world of the 90s where there is technically no difference between media.
Well, what media do we have? We don't have visual space media, right? That's not part of the equation anymore.
We do have visual space media. It's just not the constitutive ground.
So when you talk about the seamless web of media, that includes visual space?
Yeah. It includes the books and that. They are media.
Right.
But they do not constitute, they do not make the ground. The ground of the global theater is the seamlessness.
Well, it's the tactility.
Yes, that is the ground, which is an effect.
Right.
And
which we could say is modulating consciousness.
Collective consciousness. And the boundaries between private consciousness and collective consciousness, which were enhanced during the visual space era when books were the ground, that division has disappeared in the 20th century. So the private consciousness and the personal consciousness pretty well merged under electric conditions,
mm-hmm.
when electricity is the ground. So the seamless web, especially in the satellite era, you have television, movies, radio, bulldozers, nuclear plants, railroads, cars, chemistries, chemicals, drugs, houses, all the things that humans built in the 20th century. Great abundance.
Genetics, biology, DNA, throw that in the mix.
Well, that's laboratory electron microscope products and whatever they use to surgeries, laboratory mixtures. That is other media, all human-made media. So there's a great abundance of media in the 20th century. But the ground by the late 60s, early 70s is the satellite and computer hookups that are starting to create a rapid interface.
What do you mean by hookups? Linkages?
Yeah, linkages, computer cables, TV, or fiber optics, whatever cable they had in the late 60s, early 70s, whatever computer technology had, whatever satellite technology had, it was still analog. The digital was just beginning, I think, at that period, right?
Well, computers were always digital from the start.
What about the tapes? The tape mainframe computers, they weren't digital.
Well, yeah, they were working with digital information, but they weren't storing it digitally. They were storing it analog, on tape.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to those.
But it was digital information.
Yes, and it was becoming digital. Eventually, in the 60s, the digital becomes storage.
Yeah.
And replaces the analog. So is this seamless web is occurring in experience for people, for corporations and all kinds of levels of society, which are media levels. They're all interacting. Then, if it's a tactile ground, then any former media environment becomes obsolete or a cliche. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't annihilate those media. They are recycled. And the recycling means that the cliche becomes more and more obsolete. But an older cliche, which was in temporal terms obsolete earlier, obsolesced in the cycling process, it is retrieved as new archetype. So the interplay of recently retrieved, it's like I listen to the radio, imagine this in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, I'm listening to the radio, and I go watch TV. That means I've obsolesced the radio experience, the ear experience, and I watch TV, and then I read a newspaper. And so, therefore, the television becomes the most recently obsolesced, and the radio was older obsolesced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes an old cliche, and the TV becomes a new cliche, and the newspaper is the new environment. Then what do I do next? I get in my car, and that becomes a new experience. And so newspaper becomes the most recent cliche. television becomes older cliche, but radio becomes archetype, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm driving along my car, and then I turn on the car radio, and I retrieve the archetype of radio for a while. And it makes the car a cliche. So McLuhan is describing the interplay of old media forms inside the increasingly digital tactile satellite computer effect. Now that is very prominent. It's a figure in the 90s. The tactility of the satellite era becomes a figure, and the seamless web is what everybody experiences on the internet. I have radio, TV, and newspaper without those being separate environments like I had in the 60s, right?
Right.
So the ground of tactility is the fact that leads to this cliche archetype process that McLuhan's talking about in the 60s. But it's a figure in the 90s. So looking at the tetrad of instant replay can mean the actual instant replay technology, putting on a tape and replaying it that sports use, football games, right?
Right.
So he's taking that actual new technology and showing its effects, but overlaid with the meaning that any medium is an instant replay as a separate experience in the seamless web of late 60s satellite global theater. Follow?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a mixture here. So instant replay enhances cognitive awareness and enhances replay of experience, which is cliche. So instant replay enhances cliche. It wipes out the merely representational chronological, and what that means is usually you have an experience, and then the meaning of it is apparent.
Mm-hmm.
And the meaning usually is the translation into some other context or how it affected other people or other media. Well, that sequence of having the experience and then the meaning is changed with the instant replay because you can come in and see what happened in the replay before the actual experience, which everybody had before they watched the instant replay. But if you come in a different time, you see the instant replay before you have the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So the merely representational chronological is upset. And McLuhan goes on in other places to say this is a huge metaphysical effect on humans. And it retrieves meaning because you normally have the experience and then the meaning. But when you have instant replay and it gives you the meaning before the experience, then you have to put in his tetrad meaning in quotes. Right?
Right.
Retrieves meaning. Now, if you have many people seeing the media, the instant replay and getting the meaning, then it becomes a crowd form of pattern recognition. It becomes a myth, in quotes. Not myth as false, but just as a generalized pattern. And that's the archetype. So the interesting thing about this tetrad is that as every medium becomes cliche in the seamless web of the global theater, then every medium becomes an archetype. So he lays out that process on one level in this tetrad. You enhance the cliche, it then flips into the archetype. And in the middle, it retrieves meaning and wipes out the representational and chronological. Representational is like, well, this looks like something. But with the instant replay, you actually experience. For you, when you see an instant replay, it is an experience. But for others, it's an instant replay. So a lot of boundaries are raised here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I pick this tetrad to put in the book because instant replay, any medium, is an instant replay. A book is an instant replay. Speech is an instant replay. Movies are instant replay of whatever they recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting tetrad because you might as well say it's a tetrad on media. Any medium enhances cognitive awareness, wipes out previous media, retrieves pattern recognition, and then flips into the archetypal form of pattern recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So I substitute different words there. For meaning, I put in pattern recognition, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a complex statement, isn't it?
Yes.
And McLuhan defined the interplay of cliché to archetype, the recycling of that process. He said that is what consciousness is. And that's really, really a good definition of consciousness, once you understand how he uses these terms.
Yeah.
Because we have collective consciousness inside these multimedia environments, and so the interplay of these multimedia environments, which is the cliché archetype process, creates collective consciousness.
Right.
And so McLuhan says in the 60s, you no longer had a collective unconscious. you had a collective consciousness where everybody was involved in the word that makes the market coming out of the White House. But we do need, and what is the anti-environment to that, to create the kind of a consciousness which we call cognitive awareness, maybe. If everything is cognitive awareness, then you don't have cognitive awareness. So McLuhan retrieved the book and wrote out Understanding Media. And then updated it with this book, where he ends up saying things like the next quote we have here from page 15 of Cliched Archetype, the book. That group of archetypalists who consider the linguistic form to be a recurring pattern of literary experience describe what is antithetic to the clichéist probe. What that means is that the archetypalists, the Jungian archetypalists, mm-hmm. the linguistic guys, the literate archetypalists, right? The word archetype came out of Jung, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that those literary people think that the only form that's archetypal is language, speech. So that group of archetypalists who consider the linguistic form to be a recurring pattern of literary experience, in other words, if it's a recurring pattern, it becomes archetypal,
mm-hmm.
like the tetrad shows, an instant replay. Do that again. That group of archetypalists who consider the linguistic form to be a recurring pattern of literary experience, in other words, those archetypalists who only think the replay of patterns in books is all that you define archetype as, they miss the use of other media as not only archetypal, but as a probe. So that's something to think about as we end today's session.
Yeah.
And we'll work with later quotes coming up on page 19 of my book, developing this interplay of the cliche and the archetype. And you see, this is way beyond. It makes Understanding Media seem, that book, pretty simple. Right?
Right.
Because McLuhan has come up with a language, cliche and archetype, to talk about the end of media as separate forms and to deal with the interplay of them in tactility under satellite conditions. So that's why it is. It's, nobody talks about cliche and archetype, that book, right? They're not even aware. It's like people knew of Ulysses by Joyce, but they couldn't handle Finnegan's Wake. Well, Understanding Media is to cliche archetype as Joyce's Ulysses is to Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, is that a wrap for this week?
That's a wrap for this week.
Okay, I think so. Okay.